All right, so let's officially sort of open up. Hello, I don't even know how many. I only have seen seven participants, but all right. So we'll just welcome community. We just go ahead and start our board meeting for April 21st. Before we go into closed session, I just want to see, are there any public comments? Roman, I think if you would go ahead and move.
Okay, for the record, if you wouldn't mind calling the roll call attendance, please.
Us to closed session then, that would be great.
There seems to be a little bit of a delay on the audio, but I'm wondering if, for the record, Mr. Walton, if you could call everyone to roll call attendance.
Thank you, Romy. My apologies for that. All right. Please acknowledge by present or here, Jason Ryman.
Present.
All right. Wei-Ling Wuber.
Here.
All right. And myself, Dwayne Walton, acting chair for this evening.
Dwayne, not to interrupt, but I think Sophia joined us also.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jason, for that. All right, Sophia, we're just doing our roll call. Sophia Fassah?
Present.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Members of the board, I will now move you into your closed session.
All right. Thanks so much. Let's just go ahead and do a quick roll call. Sophia Fassah?
Present.
All right. Wei-Ling Wuber?
Present.
Jason Ryman?
Present.
Right. And this is Dwayne Walton, present. Thank you. So thanks, everyone. We just came out of closed session. There is no information to report for today. So let's go ahead and, Romy, could you both read the norms as well as our land use, please?
Yes, thank you so much. Can everyone see my screen?
We can, yes.
The agenda? Okay, great, thank you. Meeting norms. The board recognizes the importance of all stakeholder voices at OSA. Collaboration and community are essential to the viability of our school. The purpose of this meeting is for our board of directors to meet with each other and conduct school business, as well as to receive input from the school staff and the community via public comment. Public comment may be made on topics that relate to the school. After hearing a report, members of the public have the opportunity to offer comments in a designated time prior to the board discussion of that agenda item. Outside of public comment, members of the public are also welcome to observe the meeting. Please use the raise hand function to make public comment. If you cannot use the raise hand function, you can sign up for public comment in the chat. We want to be sure to see all the signups, so keeping the chat clear when public comment signups are being called for is appreciated. You may sign up for public comment at any time prior to the conclusion of public comment for that agenda item. You do not need to wait for public comments to be called to sign up, and may sign up for public comment during the presentation of the report or at any time prior. You are not required to include your name with the comment. If you wish to remain anonymous, for ease of identifying speakers, please provide a unique and appropriate pseudonym. Due to student and employee privacy laws, please refrain from using the name or any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee. Public comment will be capped at 90 seconds per speaker. To be sure from hearing of a variety of people, minutes may not be transferred to other speakers. The board cannot respond to public comment on non-agenda items. This does not mean the board is not listening. Staff will do our best to respond to chat comments throughout the meeting, but may not be able to respond to every single one. To be sure your comments are heard by board members, please sign up for public comment. If the comment thread becomes harassing, abusive, or includes any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee, staff reserves the right to turn off the chat feature at its discretion. We strive to be a learning community that learns from each other. We are also a community comprised of people who care very deeply about the school. We recognize that all voices are not treated equally in our society, committing to value and respect all voices equally in this forum. We may have different ideas of how to achieve goals, and we may feel passionately about our points of view. This needs to be a safe space for a variety of opinions. Finally, we address each other in a respectful manner to foster collaboration, build community, and to model good citizenship to our students. For clarification on the recording, board members should please state their names prior to speaking, and this meeting is being recorded and the audio will be posted to the school website. OSA land acknowledgement. OSA is situated on Huchin, the unceded territories of the Chopinyo-speaking Lishan Ohlone peoples who have lived upon this land since the beginning of time. Indigenous peoples in California, the Americas, and around the world are still here. OSA recognizes the historic genocide and ethnic cleansing inflicted upon Indigenous peoples in California and the Americas, including their forced removal from ancestral lands, and the deliberate and systematic destruction of their communities and culture. These conditions are ongoing, and Indigenous people have been fighting against cultural erasure and for their sovereignty since the beginning of colonization. To this end, we as a community strive to honor the Indigenous members of our community, uplift their voices and contributions to arts and culture, center Indigenous people's worldviews in our classrooms, and support Indigenous sovereignty everywhere. This land acknowledgement is a small act in supporting Indigenous communities and centering the justice, equity, and diversity and inclusion work within Oakland School for the Arts. Solidarity with Indigenous nations can also include donating time and money to Indigenous-led organizations, amplifying the voices of Indigenous people, leading grassroots change movements, and returning land. Thank you, Mr. Walton. I'm turning it back over to you.
All right. Thanks again, Romy. I appreciate that. All right. So again, welcome, OSA community. This is your chair for the evening, Dwayne Walton, in absence of Ms. Josefina Alvarado Mina. So let's go ahead and open it up for public comment for non-agenda items. Please just go ahead and raise your hand in the chat or identify yourself, and Romy or I will try to move through in the appropriate order.
I'm not seeing any requests for public comment at this time.
Okay, thank you. So moving on just to the consent agenda, we do will ask that you be patient with it. We're going to move the agenda around a little bit just to ensure we can get all our voting items while we have a full quorum from the board. So with that, minutes approval for the last minute for the meeting, March 31st. Any questions before we go to a vote, any questions or amendments from our March 31st meeting? Okay, I will call for vote. I will identify by name. Let's start with Jason Ryman.
We need a motion, which I can make a motion and a second.
Okay. I'll second.
Thank you very much, Wei Ling. I appreciate that. And thank you for the second. It's been so motioned and seconded. And then go call for order. Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Wei Ling Uber?
Yes.
Sophia Faha?
Fasa? Yeah. Fasa. No worries. Yes.
And yes, by Dwayne Walton. All right. Next, we are moving over, moving on to the resolution. I believe that's a resolution, but board finding of public safety.
Sorry, if I could make a point of clarification, the consent agenda can be voted on in its entirety without looking into each individual item. So if the board would like to vote on the entire consent agenda as a whole, that would be welcome.
Thank you, Romy. And so I think we need a new motion for that. Wei Ling, would you like to amend your original motion, please?
Yes, I accept the amendment.
Okay.
Or amend, whichever.
No, I second that.
All right. Very good. Romney or other, I'm not sure if we need to do another vote in its entirety now.
Yes, okay. We do.
Thank you. All right. So let's, if there's no questions, let's go for a vote. Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Wei-Ling Goubert?
Yes.
Sophia Fassar?
Yes.
And yes, by Dwayne Walton. Thank you, Romy and team. All right, let's move on to the student representative report. Do we have Daz Heron on?
Yep, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Sorry, unfortunately, my camera is not working right now. But I'm just going to get through this. So we have the advisory Earth Day lesson. Today's advisory lesson had students reflect on the importance of Earth Day, what led its establishment, whether it was effectively accomplished, and what it was like set forth to do. The lesson enabled students to think back to what they've ever done to celebrate Earth Day and commit to one thing so they can honor protected future of our planet. Upcoming events, we have OSA Middle School Dance. We have the high school event that is planned at the end of the year. We're thinking of a carnival theme in May for high school students. We're still working out the details and logistics in hope of having things set up by the end of next week. The senior sunrise is happening tomorrow along with the middle school dance. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. The OSA prom will be taking place on April 30th. And to purchase tickets, you would have to ask Mr. Roos or Ms. Sog. And the senior end of the year events, seniors are looking forward to end of year and graduation. Some of the events we've come up with as the exit interviews, the last day of classes are May 20th, and seniors will gather around at Lake Temescal on the 23rd and the graduation at the Fox on the 27th. And I believe that is it. Students are looking forward to a magical, enchanting night in celebration of the upperclassmen. That was a pun.
Thank you very much, Adaz. Do we have any public comment?
There is none at this time.
Okay, thank you. Romy, board discussion?
Well, just good luck. It's a busy month, and I know you're going to pull it all off fabulously. Thanks for taking leadership, Daz.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Daz, just thank you again. All right. Finance report.
Romy, are you able to put the slides up?
Ross, can I turn over to you?
Sure. And then there is a voting item we'll do quickly at the end. I'm going to do a quick budget update, and then we'll go over to the voting item on the use of the SBA loan.
Just get it loaded up here.
Thanks, Romy. While she's doing that, I'll just kind of get it started in terms of orienting us. In terms of our budget timeline, which I'm going to put up in a second, or Romy will, we're in the process right now of drafting up the budget. The next couple of weeks are going to be very hectic in terms of me working with the finance team to here's the timeline as you see it. The look at April kind of 15th through April 25th is huge, especially with the rollout of the CBA, is getting the retro checks to our teachers and getting the new salary scale placements done and getting offer letters out, and all that's happening according to timeline. Huge lift by both Joyce Montgomery and Heidi in HR, who have been, who stepped in this, you know, as consultants, as interims, and have done an amazing job. So I just want to send my appreciation to them. And now that we have salaries figured out, we need to actually dig into the budget, see what the impact is, see if our projections as we were approving the salary, the update, as the board approved the updated salary schedule, how accurate they were. And once I have that detailed information, which I should have tomorrow, I can start really digging into the operational costs, looking into the overall budget, and begin putting the draft together. And we hope to have the draft done by May 2nd. And when you look at the timeline, it'll be distributed. The actual budget will be distributed to the Finance Committee on the 16th. And then there's a review of the budget on the 20th as a committee. And as you know, the May revise is going to impact this. And we move forward and have the official vote on June 9th. So I just wanted everyone to get a glance kind of the overall process. Next slide, please. Key initiatives for me, I mean, it's no secret that we're entering some projected deficits, and we got major decisions to make to minimize that. I'm committed to impacting our programming as little as humanly possible and making sure that we can uphold artistic and academic excellence to the best of our ability. These initiatives are in place to be able to do that. Part of it is greater transparency for families and teachers. I've done two full all faculty sessions on the financial realities of the school and how to engage our teachers in the process. And Steve and I have been working to build an infrastructure that supports our arts chairs so they can be more involved. And this is all about reinforcing a fundraising culture. I think there's a full kind of revolution needed to make sure all stakeholders are understanding the need for fundraising, know how to be activated in the process, know how to support the school, because we're upping the target from 1 million to 1.5 in the coming years. And I actually don't think it's that big of a lift. It's just a change in kind of how we embrace the culture of fundraising within the school community. A lot of good, a lot of positive signs already, actually, in the last month. It's been a big leap. Analysis and strengthening of the advancement strategies. I'm not going to go into detail on that. That's later on the agenda. Steve and I will be co-sharing on that. Introducing new revenue generating strategies. Summer school is huge. In the past 3 weeks, Romy, myself, Michaela, and Dr. Thompson have created a summer school program. Parents of OSA students, you may have seen the email that went out today. I believe this to be something that could bring in as much as $500,000 net in a given summer. That will not happen this year. We're piloting this year. It will happen in June with the exception of one day. So 95% of the revenue generated from it will actually go to this fiscal year, which we did not budget for. So it's just added value at this point. We're looking on the pilot to bring in a total of 300 kids over two-week sessions, and only hours into sharing the program with our parent community, we already have 40 signups with deposits in place for many of them. That I want to build into an after-school arts program. We currently have an aftercare program that is basic, just guaranteed supervision. I believe I can take the model that we've put into the summer school program. And there's a separate slide on the summer school later, so I won't go into too much detail. But I believe we can translate into an after-school arts program, and that can also be a major revenue generating source for the school. What the genesis of this, I looked back to, I was trying to decide what to do with the building over the summer. I mean, we pay, when we're not reduced rate, we pay $80,000 a month on rent on the Fox. Okay, we've got this amazing asset that we pay quite a bit of money for. And I looked back and saw what was the most we have ever made in terms of our summer rentals to outside organizations. And honestly, it was pennies compared to what the projections were, just basic projections based on if we did an internal summer program. So it was a no-brainer to communicate with the people that we normally rent with and say, thank you for working with us, but we're gonna be moving on to a different model and to do it in-house. The enrollment target of 800, we brought it down from 820. We need to meet it and hopefully exceed it. There's potentially quite a bit of money we can bring in terms of ADA if we can exceed 800, and I'm working with Michaela on that now. The operational costs, as I've been reviewing the budget, seem to be just rollover from year to year without like detailed thought, at least for that I can identify in terms of where can we make reductions and why did we land on these numbers. And I'm digging in deep with CSMC and with Joyce Montgomery to see where do these numbers come from and what can we do to reduce them. And it's a clear message to our teachers right now and to our entire faculty that we're upholding artistic and academic excellence. We're trying to keep all our programs intact. And with that comes tightening up on some of the other spending around it. And I think that's well supported. And I do think there's substantial savings there. And with this is monthly reports for the department chairs where they can actually compare their actuals to what they budgeted. Up to this point, to the best of my knowledge, chairs have not had transparent information as to what they have specifically within their budget. So I'm working with CSMC to redesign how all the programs work so that we could set up certain restrictions and I could just turnkey, send them actuals, and they can have a little greater understanding of how their budget fits into the full school. They're all committed. They all want to do the right thing. They just haven't had access to the information. So it's just a change in the way we kind of look at the budget collectively as a school. Next slide, please. Without going into too much detail here, on the right, you'll see the levers that I've identified. These are temporary numbers as placeholders. If you look on the bottom of that little screenshot there, the projected deficit, though this is a very fluid number, that we had recently was about $1.25 million for next year. That sounds so daunting. And as I was stepping into this interim role, it honestly was very scary to me because I'm like, this is the biggest issue right now. As we start tweaking numbers, I do believe it is possible for us to put forth a budget that minimizes this, if not is able to actually be a positive budget, a surplus budget. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be a big lift, but I don't think it's impossible. So I have a lot of optimism that I did not have about a month ago. When you look at the levers here, this is how I'm looking at moving stuff around. You may look at this $400,000 fundraising over budget as overly ambitious. I believe the energy and momentum that Steve and I have and Steve's team in terms of the advancement work will allow for that to happen. You'll see summer school is a big part of this. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think we can exceed $300,000 in the upcoming summer, but we'll let this year's pilot program kind of be an indicator of that. So the May revise will also have an impact. We're hoping that there's increased apportionment. Jason, this is one of the things I would love to pick your brain about, is like, we have this feeling that there's a surplus at the state level. The schools are in bad shape. What's going to happen? These numbers are based on if nothing improves. I think optimistically, we all believe something will improve. In my little kind of sketch in here, I speculated $100,000 increase in apportionment. This is all fluid, but just kind of putting a placeholder in there. Next slide, please. Oh, so go back, actually. I didn't put a slide for it, but the part that we do need to vote on, I know, Jason, you got limited time, is the use of the SBA loan. And I discussed with the finance team, my recommendation in reviewing all budgetary aspects is to pay down our STRS balance. And so I'll hand it over to the board because I think there was a recommendation to be made there.
So that, Wileng, or I'm not truly, if there was a recommendation that needed to be discussed before.
At the finance committee meeting, we had a conversation about paying off the STRS outstanding balance. We just think it makes life a lot easier, and we're able to do it. So I think I want to make that motion. That's a recommendation out of the finance committee.
I'll second that motion.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason. So we have a motion and second to move forward and pay down. And that was the SBA, correct?
Correct.
Marlene? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and take it to a vote. Sophia Fassar?
Yes.
Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Wailing Hubert?
Yes, but I see Romy raising her hand. We might have missed.
I just gestured before.
Oh, just gesturing. Okay, great. I just want to make sure we haven't missed anything or doing anything out of order.
I would recommend a public comment before the board votes on an item. I haven't seen anyone sign up for public comment in the chat, but I just think it's best to make a call to see if there is public comment before a vote.
Good suggestion.
Thank you very much, Romy. And that was my miss, so my apologies again.
Thanks for doing this, Dwayne.
No worries.
Don't envy your...
For the record, Romy is the only one of us five that would have caught that stuff. So.
Very good. So I will sort of move through. We will do the vote again. So I will put a pin in that. And then I will ask, are there any public comments? And if so, if you would raise your hand or put your name in the chat, please.
Okay, now there are officially no public comments.
All right, excellent. Thank you. We'll just go through any
discussion. Can we make board comments, though?
That's the discussion part.
Okay, that's the discussion.
That's where I was kind of bringing this back around full circle. So this is our discussion. So anything, Wileng, that you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to really, just highlight my really profound agreement with the approach on the budget and, you know, the presentation that Mike just made. And I think that that is really the key, is to have full community, you know, especially in the department chairs and their leadership, being able to be part of the, you know, the solution, part of, you know, helping us figure out how to balance that budget. And I'm sure that also includes, you know, the program directors like Step It Up and, you know, JEDI and et cetera are going to have that same access and accountability and transparency. And I just really appreciate that approach. And I think it's going to work.
Thank you, Wei-Ling. Appreciate that. Any other comments or discussion? Okay, so we have both a motion to pay down the SBA loan as well as a second. Let's go ahead for formal vote. Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Sophia Fassar?
Yes.
Wei-Ling Hubert?
Yes.
And yes by myself, Dwayne Walton. Thank you. Okay, so we are moving on to the governance. Oops, I'm sorry, Mike.
We can go out of order. There was I want to make sure Jason can be here for the voting stuff. There's nothing to vote on the school report. So if you want to go out of order, it's totally fine.
I think the remaining voting item is the Title IX.
Okay, so we will come. And I think that was just a short update. Romy, who's going to speak to the Title IX item?
I can give an overview if it's helpful for the board of what brought us here. Is that, would you like me to?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we adopted a new Title IX policy, I forget which month, but not too long ago. The only thing that we're revising is the standard that needs to be met in terms of the investigation process. My understanding of the policy we adopted is that we had put in the standard of preponderance of evidence, which essentially means through the investigation process, the thing being investigated was more likely to have occurred than to have not occurred. This is the standard that's used by almost all schools, to my knowledge. I was surprised in looking closely at our policy to find that we had put in our standard to be clear and convincing, which is a much higher standard in terms of the investigation process. I feel strongly that as a school, as we conduct investigations, that we need to be first aligned with what is common practice within schools on something as sensitive to this. And also, I think it's a standard that better supports those who are making reports. And so I brought it to the board's attention to review this and to revise the policy to reflect that change in standard.
Thanks, Mike. And yes, I do recall that. So let's see if there any public comment regarding updating the Title IX policy. All right. Any discussion from the board? And Mike, if I recall correctly, this is in alignment with other schools, organizations in terms of what we are recommending to adjust it to, correct?
Yeah, when I asked legal counsel on it, they said almost every school, to their knowledge, is on preponderance of evidence as the standard. To my knowledge, it actually was something that all were at, and it was kind of like a Trump-era thing where there was a switch in the standards and schools were given a different option. And for me, it is not where I believe our school should be.
I think Dwayne might be frozen.
Yeah. Mike, what would we need in terms of a motion? Is this a motion to just update our policy?
Yeah, I think we've proposed that it's the motion's to keep the same policy with a change to the standard to be preponderance of evidence instead of clearing.
Right. Do we have a motion policy?
Yeah, I still motion.
I second.
All right. Thank you, Jason and Sophia. So we have a motion and a second. Any questions before we, additional questions before we go to a vote? Okay. Oh. Wayling Hoover?
Yes.
Could you hear me, Wayling?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I vote yes. Jason,
thank you. Jason Ryman?
Yes.
Sophia Fassab?
Yes.
And yes, Dwayne Walton. Thank you, everyone, for that. And thanks, Mike, for bringing this to our attention.
Of course.
All right. And Mike, back to you in terms of our executive director school update.
Yeah, and I chose to keep it brief. We all know graduation's coming and all these details and all that. I'm trying to just kind of stick to new stuff that's happening. So go ahead and skip to the next slide. I've actually already covered much of it. I just wanted you to see some of the marketing materials and get a quick glance at the summer programming. As if you can't tell, I'm kind of excited about it. I think it's a big move forward for the school. And thank you, Romy, who has created the marketing materials, launched the website, launched the donation page, all of the things that all the stuff that needs to be in place in terms of making it happen. And then so I guess we should go to public comment on that before I jump forward.
Yeah, so if you have public comment, please, again, raise your hand or just type your name in the chat. Okay. You can proceed, Mike.
Can I ask a quick question? Oh. What is the tuition on the summer program?
Excellent question. And this is the kind of thing that has, in the 2 weeks we've been planning this, gone back and forth so many times. We landed at $1,250 for each 2 week session. That's a 9 through 3 p.m. session. That is on the high end of not like the private, you know, $2,000 a week kind of things, but like common arts programs that kids go, that's the high average end of tuition. We have a free and reduced lunch discount. If kids qualify for reduced lunch, they can do it for $1,000 for the session and free lunch for $750. And we have an option in enrollment for people to sponsor another camper with our recommendation of paying $1,500 for the 2 weeks so that they can help support someone who otherwise could not afford it. And any excess funds we receive from that, as clearly stated in the application process, roll over into the school's annual fund. By design, this is a revenue generating program. Yeah. And I want to be clearer and upfront with everyone. We have so much that we do in terms of providing free and accessible arts education. And in order to do that, we do need to have revenue generating strategies in addition to it. So I just want to make sure we're clear that this is how it's advertised, how it's branded. And even with that, we put things in place to make sure that it's accessible. Kayla's out of town, so I'm going to give a real, I'm feeling the vibe here is quick and getting through things, so I'm going to give you a quick equity rubric update. We are knee deep in the work. Kayla put the slides together, so I'm not going to pretend to be able to present as she does, because she does such a great job. But reminding you why we're putting together these equity rubrics, equity being fair and impartial, and the rubric being the assessment tool. We want to analyze all systems within the school. We want to do it in a transparent way. We want to have community input in the process. Some of the present company here is involved in this process. And we want to be able to publicly share out how are we meeting our targets in terms of what our expectations are on all of these school systems in terms of equity. Next slide, please. So the key here, I guess, would be bullet point three, is that we as a task force, and I say we because I'm part of this task force, have been designing the rubrics, identifying the different systems that we're going to be assessing. And right now the process is to get feedback from a larger group of people. This includes the OSA students, families, staff, and board of directors. We had a faculty meeting with all of our 100 employees looking at these. So it's where the process right now is to expand beyond those on the task force and get some feedback. And I think the last slide. So these are the systems that we've outlined, that we've identified. Each of these will have a rubric that will range from emerging to innovating, with the goal of that we are beyond meeting our expectations and actually innovating in such a way that other schools can look to us as an example. So And that's it on my equity task force update.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have any public comment? Again, raise your hand or type your name in the chat to be recognized. Okay. And board discussion. And Mike, I just had one question. What's the timeline? Is there a timeline in terms of when you would like to get these equity rubrics in place?
Yeah, we want to be able to have equity rubrics in place for the upcoming school year, with the acknowledgement that this will probably be a piloting year. We'll be identifying what we forgot, what we left out, what wasn't quite worded right. But we want something that the entire faculty and our community can look at and have as a starting point for the upcoming school year.
Thank you. Other comments, questions from the board? Okay, let's move on, Mike.
I'm going to stop talking finally, I think. Steve.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Some more good news. I'm happy to report that we're 72% of our goal for the year in terms of fundraising. We really made up a lot of ground since the start of the year. We're about $34,000 behind from where we were at the same point this point last year. So I'm feeling really good about where we're at. I'm cautiously optimistic about meeting and surpassing the goal. There's a lot of things in play, which we'll share briefly in this presentation in terms of the annual fund and the Heart of Oakland. But we really made up lost ground from the fall. So really happy to report this. Next slide. I think, Mike, you'll talk about the annual fund.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and this all connects to what I was sharing earlier of just kind of changing the culture around fundraising at the school. There is no shame in asking for money as long as you know how to do so tastefully and do so in a way that's collaborative and transparent and sharing with people where the money's going. I've really enjoyed working with Steve. I think we have a real great trajectory right now, real great momentum, and it's going to build quickly. One of the shifts we've done recently, the arts chairs have over time asked, like, how can I better support this? How can I get the information I need? How can I know what my role is in the annual fund in such a way that can make me effective while simultaneously saying, can you build like an infrastructure for this so I'm not burdened as the fundraiser here? And that's exactly what we've done. Steve's done an amazing job with his team. Last week, we held a meeting with all the chairs while we were folding letters for hundreds of families, and every chair is engaged, a personal letter from each chair to the families who have not yet given, that highlighted achievements within that particular sub pathway. And they've just expressed large amounts of gratitude to Steve and the infrastructure that he's built around this. We're following that up with communications going out in the e-newsletter through the Office of Advancement, leading up to the Heart of Oakland, promoting the event. One of our alumni who's now a teacher, Tavia, is putting on a performance that's connected to the Heart of Oakland, a very powerful performance. Her and I are gonna be sharing a joint letter encouraging people to show up so they can see the live stream of her performance and also show up to be there in person so we can make sure that her performance sells out. We're still seeking sponsorships for the Heart of Oakland. And even though this is a week away, we're getting great responses and feeling that people really want to be involved with this. And then last but certainly not least is a big focus on the major donor cultivation. And Steve and Val and I have been looking closely at, there's two things that have interrupted major donor strategies for the school. COVID has caused like kind of a confusion and a lot of turnover in terms of just school leadership and within the advancement department. So we're digging into all the archives of who gave over time and why, and we're coming up with strategies in terms of how to communicate with those people effectively, how to do so tastefully. It's not always about an ask, but it's more like, what was it that motivated you to give? How can we better understand that? Can we update and share with you where we're at? And make sure that we're bringing people back in and building a strategy around it. We expect, I mean, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but we expect to see an increase in the $25,000 to $50,000 donations in the next year. And we believe that the annual fund is a key role in getting that participation rate up so we can let people know we have 90% participation, 95. But in terms of the actual dollars, we're going to be very heavily dependent on cultivating these major donor strategies.
So Heart of Oakland, we're a week away. This is our chance to celebrate OSAs, our chance to showcase the students and their work and have some fun. There's an auction, there's a fund in need. It feels good to be back to doing this. And so if you've not signed up, please go to the OSA website and sign up. The silent auction site should be online tonight or tomorrow. There's a lot of enthusiasm building. The sponsorships coming in are at a good pace as well. So I'm really looking forward to coming together as a community and celebrating. That same night, after the Heart of Oakland benefit, we'll have a panel discussion with alumni, teachers, and students who will talk about the theater performance every 28 hours, and that will be facilitated by Kayla. And then after that, we'll be live streaming the performance of every 28 hours. So it's going to be a really great OSA evening. So please put it on your calendars and sign up. Something else that we're excited about is on May 5th, we will have the inaugural networking breakfast. We're calling it OSA Rooted in Oakland Arts Business Breakfast. We're going to bring together at this first breakfast about 20 to 25 Oakland business people to gather in support of the arts in Oakland. Mike will be showcasing OSA. We'll have a presentation on the importance of OSA from a family and community perspective, and that will be Bright Star Olson, who's a parent, but she's also CEO of Bright Star Research Group. And then there'll be a presentation on the cultural and financial importance of the arts in Oakland and equity issues for artists. And that will be by Trevor Parham, who's the CEO of Oakstop. Oakstop and Bright Star Research are sponsoring the event. And we're really excited about having a series of these in the next year that showcase student performances and talk about the importance of art in the Oakland community.
Yeah, and I would add that what we create, you can leave it on this slide, it's fine. What began as us trying to kind of figure out how we could draw people to this, we've even had people who've said, hey, I heard about this, can I join? And so we're realizing that this is just setting a foundation for something that can become much bigger. People want to be part of OSA, and it doesn't mean that they're specifically going to be the people donating, but everyone that we can bring in to better understand our reality and our presence in Oakland is going to help support this initiative. So I expect to see this grow. The people in my network that I reached out to have been really open to joining, and I think that's been true for all people who have reached out.
Yeah. I would echo that. I think I shared with Mike every door I've knocked on and every phone call I've made to Oakland business people, they're eager to meet with me. And it's not me, it's OSA. There's excitement about OSA. So it's great to be back to telling our story in the community. Also a little bit about the marketing infrastructure. This is just the thumbnail of all the work that's being done. We're prioritizing building a new website that is not only operational in terms of things that resources that parents need, et cetera, but showcases OSA, both the accomplishments of students, alumni, faculty. We're also building out a curated repository of visual content that focuses on achievements. Right now, it's a bit all over the place, and it's hard to pull content for the website and social media and for the press, et cetera. So it's not exciting to talk about a repository, but it's the backbone of a good marketing infrastructure. We're also going to be building out the social media properties. We're building a content calendar for the next academic year that's focused on thought leadership to promote events and exhibits, but also to report on them and as well as accomplishments. We're going to be launching a merchandising store so folks can go online and order sweatshirts and t-shirts, et cetera. We're building out a media strategy. We're designing new marketing material. And where we have opportunities, we're incorporating student internships into the work so that they can learn how to do this and also help in terms of bringing visibility to OSA. So this is a big lift, but it's really important in terms of building systems and an infrastructure to increase the voice and visibility of OSA. We gave an extended presentation to the arts chairs last week. They were so enthusiastic, just as they've been enthusiastic about sending letters to the families. And what we're hearing from them and finding is if we provide the tools, if we build the infrastructure and do the heavy lifting for them, they're really enthusiastic about being involved. So this is a lot of work that will be done between now and the start of the next school year.
That's it for our presentation.
Excellent. And so let's, again, open it up for public comment. Please raise your hand or text your name in the chat. Okay, board discussion.
It's great work. Very exciting.
Absolutely. I was just going to say, Steve and Mike, you know, just kudos to everyone involved to do this. Just a question with the business breakfast, is that open to, you know, it could board members attend, or are we, if other businesses are able to attend, can they come? Is it closed off? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
So I have a meeting tomorrow to assess where we're at in terms of the room capacity and because as Mike said, we had an initial group that we invited, but folks are hearing about it and other businesses are wanting to come. But the intent is that we need to have a good mix of administrators, board members, and students to mingle with these businesses. So definitely that's the intent. I would pencil it into your calendars, because if at all possible, we would like to have board members there. Josefina will definitely be there. But I'll be able to report on that better next week. But that is the intent.
Thanks, Steve. Any other comments or questions from the board?
And just so you can pencil it, it's the morning of May 5th, Thursday, May 5th at 8:30. And I'll reach out to you in the next week.
Excellent. Thanks again.
I'm just going to add that if there's a quorum of board members, we do need to notice it under Brown Act. So because of the size of the board, we can have no more than two board members there.
Didn't even think about it.
Of course, happy to come if needed, but I think Sophia would be just a really great representative of this board as an alum.
I do, too.
If I can nominate.
It fits with the theme, too, because my introduction is going to involve the power of our alumni, and I'm going to introduce both Tavia and Sarah Vella, who now are teachers here, and then they're going to introduce their classes. I would love and be honored to also introduce an alum who has become a board member, if it's in the cards.
No pressure.
You guys are making me blush. Yes. I will make myself available if that is what makes sense. So I'll just be on the lookout for next steps regarding, you know, timing. And if it makes sense for me to be there, I will be there.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. And Romy, I believe we are at that was the final item on our agenda. Is that correct?
Yes. I think you are free to dismiss the meeting.
All right. Well, wow, we had a very efficient meeting, everyone. So thank you for being on time and kind of moving through the agenda. With that, I will say.
Wait, is there a Crystal?
Go ahead.
Yan has a hand up. I don't know if that's a public comment or what that.
Hi. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm walking. This is Crystal Yan. I'm the science chair and a science teacher at OSA. I'm just walking home with my children in the rain. But I think I might have missed the general public comment on non-agenda items. And I'm hoping I could say something real quick. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes, go right ahead.
Right, that would
okay.
Sounds right, yeah.
It's just, so tomorrow we are having our first little STEAM showcase in room 205 from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And it is being run by the OSA Science Club, which is a small group of high schoolers here at OSA. And if anybody is around, we'd love for you to come by and check out some of the cool STEAM projects that our students have been working on. And it's, again, in room 205 tomorrow from 4:30 to 6. Thank you.
Okay. Unless there's more public comment, I can make a motion to adjourn.
I don't even think we need a motion. I think once Dwayne officially says the word, we can just be adjourned.
Okay, great.
Anybody? is reconnecting.
When are we going to do board meetings in person?
Never. We just passed another emergency. I'm down.
And I am back, Romy, and everyone can hear me. So, apologies. Yes, we are. We are adjourned. Thanks, everyone.